It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. It is David Masters sitting in tonight while my dad takes a night off. It's open lines. 1-800-866-8883 is the number. And I would love to talk to you and with you. And whatever's on your mind. Now, also, tonight I'm going to do something that I enjoy very much, and that is I am going to play Pearls of Great Wisdom. And these are calls that have been tagged as being valuable calls and topics that will resonate with everyone. And but if you have a question and you have been shy or reluctant to call and talk to my dad, I would like to talk to you. 1-800-866-8883. Also tonight, you can go up to newswithviews.com and read my latest article entitled "Obama Uses Communist Conversion Technique to Accomplish Mass Hypnosis and Mind Control." And that's written by me. The subtitle is "The Most Potent Weapon in the Hands of the Oppressor is the Mind of the Oppressed." Oh, yes. But see, my dad talked about stress last night. But I want to bring stress to a different level for you. I said last program that stress is like gravity. But I'm going to take it one step further. Because you don't understand, when you talk about stress, when you say, "I'm being stressed, I feel stressed out." Well, this is something that everybody experiences all the time. Some people are better at dealing with it. Some people have better coping strategies or mechanisms. But if you don't understand what stress is, then you don't see that stress is also valuable. Stress is not the enemy. Let me put it to you that way. Many people think stress is the enemy. Now, I'll give you an example. When I was a teenager, I loved to party. I loved to party. Loved to party. If there was a party, as a matter of fact, people wouldn't even have parties without me being there. That's what a party animal I was when I was 20, 21, 22, 23 years old. Because I would choose the music, and I would be the, the host of the party, I guess you would say. But here's the upside was everybody thought, David is cool. You can't have a party without David. But the downside was that I would dance and go crazy all night, and then the next day I would wake up and I'd get a cold, or I would have some kind of symptom, some kind of, I'd feel sick. So what I did was I depleted myself for the crowd, for the people that I was with. I performed. I loved doing it because everybody thought I was cool. But at the same time, I was giving up energy. And I started to become aware of this because going back to when I was in my 20s, I was a very, very avid surfer. And, you know, surfers live for the right conditions in terms of the ocean and the waves and the weather and the tide and everything. So, you know, when you live at the beach, every day you check the waves twice a day, in the morning and the evening. And what happened was that me being the party master started to get in the way of me and being the surfer. And so I started to eliminate the times that I would show up at the parties because I always knew that even though it was crazy fun, I was also being drained. And afterward, I would pay a price. So see, this is what I'm talking about stress. Stress is everything. It's fun and it's misery. Now, taking it one step further, stress is formative. Now think about it. The gravity that allows this world that we live on to exist in its current condition, the gravity and the forces of the universe at work, this is all the stress that forms the world that we know, everything in it. So if you take away that stress and think about what I'm saying, everything flies apart. Stress is very formative, and it's extremely valuable. And what you need to do is learn how to deal with both kinds of stress, the kind that happens when you have fun and you go too far down that road, and the kind that happens when you're miserable and you let that dominate you. So 1-800-866-8883 is the number. David Masters here, and my dad taking a night off. We'll be back. I'm going to play some Pearls of Great Wisdom with my dad, Roy Masters, and take your calls. Don't go away.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
And welcome. It is Advice Line. I'm David Masters, 1-800-866-8883. Open lines tonight, whatever is on your mind. I started in the beginning of the program, which some people didn't hear, talking about stress, and stress is everything. In other words, nothing as we know it can exist without stress, because stress is formative. And to understand that, we look at gravity, and we see that the relationship between the Earth and the Moon, the Earth holds the Moon in place. The gravity of the Earth holds the Moon in place. The gravity of the Sun holds the Earth and the Moon and all the planets in our solar system in almost perfectly circular orbits. But this is all the evidence of the power, the formative power of stress. We see a universe that looks chaotic through pictures of the Hubble telescope. But in fact, what we see as chaos, we don't understand. It's beyond our comprehension. We can only observe the effects. We don't understand the causes yet. And it's the same with stress. If we look at stress and we step back and objectively see stress for what it really is, it is everything. So to say, oh, you need less stress. If you go to your doctor, you say, I'm depressed. I don't feel good. I'm down. I don't want to work anymore. I can't do it. And the doctor says, well, you need to reduce your stress. But then you got another problem. How on earth do you reduce your stress and continue to maintain a decent quality of life? I mean, you can't just go and sit on a hill somewhere. I mean, you have to be able to manage your relationship with things that cause you stress. Now, that's a better way of putting it. You can't just say, I feel stressed out. Because there are things that are causing you, and you're reacting, cause and effect, remember? How many times have I talked about you, your problem, everybody's problem, is the fact that they are the effect some kind of external cause. Now, also, being the effect of a cause can be fear. Like, for example, people who have obsessive compulsive disorder. Somebody may lock their door to their home, and then, did I lock my door? I don't think I locked my door. They run back, and they make sure that the door is locked, and sure enough, it's locked, but then they walk away, and then something says, no, you didn't lock the door, and they go back, and they go back and forth, and then finally, I don't know how a person breaks the spell of obsessive compulsive disorder unless they're willing to have doubt about the lie that's being told to them by their own mind. Well, that's not even your own mind. By something that is inhabiting your subconscious. A fear. See, and I've said it before, you don't have fear. Fear has you. So with OCD, person that washes their hands, and then they forget that, did I wash my hands? I don't know. I better wash my hands again. But then they think, well, maybe I didn't wash my hands well enough. But is that really you that has the condition, or does the condition have you? So you have to step back and look at it differently for a moment. Because all of the problems that we have, we don't really have those problems. They have us. Problems have us. Okay? But we have taken ownership of the idea of the problem. That's why it's so hard to get rid of, because it is, if you think that something is you. I remember I had a friend once, many years ago. I saw him, he was adopted by his grandparents when his parents were killed in an automobile accident at a young age. And so he was a spoiled kid. And the grandparents, you know, they were struggling with this new social system that we grew up in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And it was the me generation, totally me, me, me. And he was a very, very selfish guy. Now, one day I went over, he picked me up. We were going to go surfing. And he drove over to where he lived. And I saw him be really mean to his grandfather. And I said to him, why were you so mean to that kind old man? Well, that's just who I am, he says to me. And I said, well, if that's who you are, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Now, you got to remember, I may have been a wild and crazy guy when I was young, but I still had a sort of half a brain. And I didn't like witnessing him be mean to his grandfather and then say, that's who I am. See, that's what people do. If you have an issue, if you have a problem, if you have a drug addiction, or if you have some kind of strange compulsion, do you just say, that's who I am? Or do you say, no, I don't know why I do this. I can't stop it. Something is in control of me. Now you're closer. Okay, you're closer to the truth. But if you say, yeah, it's just who I am, then you've taken ownership of it, and now it's got you, whatever it is. See, whatever problem it is, it has you all the way. So I'm talking to people out there who can see at some level that really the problem, it's not you. It's something that has attached itself to you, like a barnacle to a boat or a dock. It's something that's just on you, in you, around you, but it isn't you. See, because if it's you, you really can't, there's not much you could do to divest yourself of it. It's like having, you know, just like your fingers. And you don't want to cut your fingers off because your fingers bother you. You don't want to just dispose of parts of yourself. What you want to do is you want to dispose of the parts of you that are not you, that are not properly you, that don't belong to you. And even identity issues that you've inherited from your environment, from the family life that you had, from your friends, from your community, your church, whatever, girlfriend, boyfriend. People put stuff on other people. People do things to other people. And as my dad was talking about the other night, word-oriented people. People that give so much power to words. I was talking to my wife about something the other day, and I said, no, this isn't true. She said, well, so-and-so said it's true. And I said, like, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe somebody that you don't know, or are you going to believe what I'm telling you? Because I know the difference, and I'm not making it up. See, that was just like, because somebody said so, she was telling me, well, so-and-so said so. It's like, well, so-and-so's not an authority on these things, but I know what I'm talking about. So who are you going to believe? But it's the same thing with yourself. Do you believe yourself? Do you believe when something in you says, you're bad, you're no good, your life isn't worth living? You believe that? You're a fool if you believe that. That's not you. That is not you telling you to throw your life away. So you depersonalize your relationship with things that you struggle with. Step back and look at it. Like, all right, I have kids. I've changed diapers. I get the poo on me. When you're changing the diapers, you wash your hands. The poo doesn't stay on you. You wash it off. But some people like, oh, they start reacting. And it's the very thought of it just begins to plague them. Oh, the poo. Oh my God, the poo stinks. And then put the perfume on. You see what I'm saying? It's a ridiculous overreaction to something that you shouldn't react to at all in the first place. So what are you reacting for? Why do you react to the things that you react to the way that you react to them? Why? You can call it stress if you want. It could be something else. And we can talk about it. 1-800-866-8883. Now, we got some interesting pearls of great wisdom. We'll start with number one here. A young man talks to my dad, Roy Masters, about, what does he do? He's a manipulator, I think. He's a manipulator, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. Here we go. Let's listen to this.
All right, now we're going to take a call again. Let's see. 866-8883, that's an 800 number. 10 to midnight, West Coast time. Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Let's see where we are. Is it Chris in Bakersfield?
Yeah.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Now, what can I do for you?
I don't know, like... I'm 26 years old, and from as young as I know, I pretty much lived the life that I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's fake.
You do. Yeah, you do. You wouldn't be calling me.
Well, I know that my life is significant and stuff like that. The problems are that I suffered from depression for many years. I mean, I don't remember.
But you manipulate people and you feel guilty afterwards. That's what's on my screen anyway.
Yeah, I definitely. I mean, that's where I'm.
But in other words, you have your own way, but then it gives you pain.
Right.
Well, yeah, but that's true. There are two kinds of sins that will bring you down. One is bringing yourself others up. Lifting yourself up over other people's misfortunes or taking advantage of people's weaknesses and getting a high out of that. Because when you get a high out of anything, it becomes the next low, and I'll tell you why. Every high is pride puffing up. The pride, the insecurity of our pride comes down for the power. You come down away from the real power of independence into dependence on hurting people and taking advantage of it and getting a strange, perverse pleasure. Even the tormentor is tormented. The predator is as much tormented as those who submit to torment, who give in, who appease it. So there's two guilts, the guilt of submission and the guilt of predation. The predator is as addicted to the victim as the victim is helpless before the predator. Both are guilty. If the victim would stand up for himself, hold up a mirror, he might even help the predator look at himself. I've helped a lot of predators look at themselves that way when they try to monkey with me. I'm an old man. Still can do it. And so you need to learn, young man, that it's not good to have your own way with people. And if I can give you a little philosophical jaunt around the universe for a few moments, this is how I teach my kids. I teach that, you know, I am the grand poobah of the family. My oldest son is 53, but when they got kids, they got problems, who they come to? Not to a psychologist, they come to grandpa, and we fix everything. And there's nothing we can't fix here because we understand what psychiatrists don't understand, and what you have to learn to do is simply this, and it's very simple. You have to be ready for this. You have to learn to be the influence of no influence. You have to learn to. You know what I mean by the influence of no influence? And you have to learn to live in the world without being changed by the world. You can change the world as long as you're not changed by it. Somehow. You have to find a standard that is unmoved by the winds of misfortune, pleasures and pains. You have to learn to endure it calmly and patiently with a philosophical attitude. And if you can hold that ground and not take advantage or learn to be at a disadvantage by overreacting to someone who's a bigger bully than you are, if you can learn to be unaffected by those things, it means you have found the way to paradise. It means that you're on your way to happiness and eternal life, is what it means. And if you can do that for the rest of your life, neither allow yourself to be influenced or influence anyone. Now you have to learn to do both of those things. If you don't allow yourself to be upset and influenced, and you don't try to manipulate other people, you become detached from people. They can't get to you. You can't get to them. But that doesn't mean to say that you are separate from the world. It means you're connected to the good in everybody. Otherwise, you're connected to the bad in everybody. The weakness is your downfall. Your strength is your downfall. Both are your downfalls. Whether you're strong, wrong, or weak before the strong. The weak person before the strong is a servant to the beast in the other person, not a servant of good. Try to always people please their way to happiness. No, either way, that's wrong. And if I could teach you the martial arts of spirituality, you'd be a happy person. Your depressions would go away. Your fears would go away. And you come back to life. And your eyes will be full of wonder. You don't have to make people happy. Nobody can make you unhappy. But you're just a living happiness. And so you're going to be like a Jesus. You have to discover what it is to be a living Jesus type of person. To live that life that he lived and have the Father within that he had, so that no man could dominate him, that no one could separate him from his good. If nobody can separate you from your good, you'll bring good to the bad. Resent not evil, overcome it with good. If you resent anybody, you fall. You fall to being a victim or one who causes others to be your victim. And that's the way of the world. And if you want to win, don't play the game. So I influence people without even trying. The good things happen no matter what. Bad always works together for good. Even the Bible says that everything bad, everything good comes from the bad for those that love the Lord. I don't remember the exact words. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord, even the good. The bad things make you stronger. You don't fall. God rewards you. You endure that. He rewards you with character and strength, with insight to see what nobody else would see had you not endured with grace and won his affection. Young man, go to my website and get the CD. You have a computer?
Yes, definitely.
Would you please go to FHU.com and get the CD?
Yeah,
and download it for free. It won't cost you anything.
Okay.
And call me.
All right.
Okay, my friend?
All righty.
I like to hear young people calling. You know, he's not calling with a big problem, but it was answered philosophically. And after all, good religion is never bad psychology. Good psychology is always bad religion because it's cunning. It's actually cunning. Psychology is cunning.
All right, so now we're looking at some of the dynamics involved in why a person, especially when you get away with something that you know you shouldn't be doing, you have conflict. That conflict is there to redeem you. See, some people fight with that conflict. They do all kinds of things. They use all kinds of controlled substances, food, everything, to fight away the conflict. But if you just let the conflict be there, you can learn from it. Not your enemy. Hey, Jesse, do me a favor. Play me a Cure Stress ad real quick. Do you have stress? Well, here's some facts you should know. Stress has been linked to all the leading causes of death, such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, accidents, and suicide. Almost 90% of all visits to primary health care providers are due to stress-related problems. Are you ready to be free from stress? Call 855-CURE-STRESS or visit curestressdevice.com.
It's one of those things. It's helped me so much. I mean, I started when I was 31 years old, and I'm 69 now. And I've gone through so many trials and tribulations on the verge of losing your soul to the many things that happened. And then yet, it's always been there to clarify things. And sometimes I'll be listening. A gem just shines through and it really clarifies things.
It's time to be free from the terrible effects of stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestressdevice.com and order the Cure Stress Device. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. Or visit curestressdevice.com. All right, curestressdevice.com. And let's go to Melvin, listening in Las Vegas. And we have a few minutes here to talk to Melvin. Welcome, Melvin. What's on your mind?
Lately I've been going through not being able to find people I can relate to.
I know how that feels, brother.
Yeah.
I know how that feels.
I'm just the type to kind of stand my ground on certain things, and it's hard for me to find people that really understand who I am and what I'm, you know, what I stand on.
Can I share something with you?
Yes.
I started using my dad's exercise, the meditation exercise, when I was about 18. And after a couple years of you know, sort of learning how to be objective and begin to see things as they are, I really felt like I was never going to find anybody in the world that saw things the way I did. But you know something? I was okay with that. Because, see, I was used to having a lot of friends who I would hang around with, and we would all pat each other on the back and say, "Hey, man, you're the best." "No, you're the best." "No, you're the man." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, see, when I started to kind of step back from all that and see that it was taking my life down the wrong road, I guess you would say, I didn't try to distance myself from them. I just didn't feel that that was where my place in the world was. And I think you, have you started using the Be Still and Know exercise?
Been able to have money right now.
Well, then I'm going to send it to you for free, okay? You got a CD player, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So don't hang up because I'm going to send it to you, but I want you to understand something. You're seeing things differently, aren't you?
I wouldn't say really seeing things. I mean, I see things differently now as far as how I see the world and society.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, you're going to go down a different path now. But okay. I'm going to equip you with the tool that you need to help you be objective. Because what happens is when we stop thinking emotionally, your intuition begins to operate. It's like a mechanism that everyone has that's dormant. Because your inborn, innate intuition is suppressed by being overly emotional. So as you stop being emotional and you stop reacting to everything, your intuition will grow. And I want to talk to you again, but let me put you on hold, and we're going to get the guys to take your information, and we'll send you a CD that you can listen to, and then you can call me back after you've had a chance to listen to that. Okay?
Okay.
Appreciate your call. Yeah. We'll talk to you again soon, brother. 1-800-866-8883. We got to help people. If you know somebody that's going through a difficult time, you've got to reach out to them and say, "Hey, there's something that you can do. It's really simple. Just listen to this. Just listen to this idea. Learn how to step back. Stop struggling." FHU.com or curestressdevice.com. FHU.com is easy. And you can download it right now. FHU.com. I'm David Masters, 1-800-866-8883. I'll be right back.
This is an easy fix.
because it's not a disease, but conceivably its root cause. Thousands of different medicines for stress-based symptoms, mental, emotional, and physical, is all you had until the discovery of Cure Stress. Cure Stress technology is delivered through a rechargeable credit-sized audio device that fits in your wallet. Stressed children and veterans love Cure Stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS Pacific Business Time or go to curestressdevice.com. It really works.
For more information about Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday Pacific Coast Time. That's 1-800-877-3227. And visit www.fhu.com. That's www.fhu.com. Or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
One day I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to the what the other person was saying more without being so judgmental. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. You won't be sorry. Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
When she was in jail, she started doing the meditation, and that was the game changer. She came out as a brand new person. She's given up her 24/7 prostitution, drug addiction, drug dealing, stealing, and all of that. And she has a job, and she has a relationship with the children that she left behind because of her addiction. And the power that he is able to convey through the meditation is so big and so awesome that I don't really know, don't have no name for it. You know, I mean, it's an amazing thing, and just want to say thank you for him being alive. I call him my big brother.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. You won't be sorry.
I spoke to your father one time in about 1986. I'm a hemophiliac, and I was dealing with lots of bleeds at the time, lots of problems. And I listened, and I gradually grew with the meditation. And I can only say that so many times in my life I've been in pain or bleeding. I've used the meditation to deal with this problem. And I'm still going. I'm 65. Life's still good, still fun. I just really wanted to call to say thank you. You know, it helped me make peace with the problems. And just become part of it and realize it was just not fight it. You know?
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, Pacific Time.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, and welcome. Welcome. It is Advice Line. I'm David Masters. My dad's taking a night off. And just listening to some good calls that have, I don't know, resonate with people. Now, not to go to the dark side here, but we have a caller that talks about child abuse. Now, we've heard about quite a bit of this in the news lately. A lot of people's unhappy lives begin there. So let's listen to this call on problems of child abuse.
We're going to go to Bakersfield. Hello, Gary. How are you doing?
Good evening, Roy. Very well. And I didn't want to have to call wrong as being treated right over this child abuse. And
oh, yeah. Well, this has
you
been...
Want me to hang up now?
No. Because I don't want dialogue with you. You may not agree with what I've said. And you may say, well, why this and why that?
I think I do, though. Believe me.
In order to create a dictatorship, you have to disturb the morals of the country. We have to destroy the moral values of a nation, because you cannot conquer a moral nation. The whole idea is to try to make what is normal seem abnormal, and what is abnormal seem normal. You see that on the left, don't you?
You corrupt the youth, that's what they're
saying. You corrupt the youth, and you go where the youth is. Where is the youth? Well, the family. First of all, you go for the family. When you go for the family, you go for the woman. Because if you make her dissatisfied with her role, she'll give her husband more trouble than he can ordinarily handle anyway. Follow that? Then yes. you create easy, no-fault divorce, right?
Certainly.
And then you get to the public schools because there's no, but the chicken hawks are out there, and you make the taxes high because you've got to pay for all the stuff that's going wrong. So they're creating bigger and bigger problems, and then they rise as politicians to solve them, and of course they solve them, and as they solve them, they make everything worse because they have no intention of making things better. And they're not that stupid. They're stupid as foxes. See? But most of all, coming back to... You can guess the rest of it, but so I stay with your question. A child molester, children molested, each one will molest 100 other children, say. I'm just guessing. In their lifetime. Those half of that 100 will become victims. That's what you want. You want a victim society. You follow that? People who
they're
will...
They're planting seeds in a degenerate way.
That's right. So if you violate children, they grow up with subservient to the bully. Their loyalty is always to the bully, like the addict with a drug pusher. It's a principle, and you are more loyal to the pusher than you are to your country. So what you will have is half of those. Let's say I'm just making something up. Half of those children will be try not to be a molester. They try to be best they can, best parents they can be. They're afraid they might become that, but they don't want to be a bully. But they find themselves subservient to bullies because that's the only other relationship you've got. There's no character there. They have no sense of direction or identity except from bullies and being subservient to something. And the bullies become gods. That's why you have tyranny. And so. So let's say half of them grow up to be bullies. Half of the 100 grow up to be bullies. They will each find another 100. See how quickly that the exponential ratio of that is?
Exactly.
So you want to set those people to have as much sympathy and as make sure that you have judges in place who have sympathy for that and have illogical, logical reasons for it. And pretty soon... You have an epidemic on your hand you cannot stop. You have chaos, which in ordinary sense you can't reason with. And therefore, those who created the chaos will rise to take charge. Follow that?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. You get this in the brainwashing book, The Synthesis of the Russian Textbook of Politics, on my webpage.
Yes.
FHU.com. Download it. It's free. All it costs you is 66 pages. That's all of notepaper. Read it. It's called Brainwashing, The Synthesis of the Russian Textbook of Psychopolitics. It's only 66 pages. There's thousands of pages in the real book. This is just the synthesis, the little bits and pieces of it.
Well, you know, one thing I want to say quickly was that we already have the activist judges in place, so we've already been pre-primed.
Well, but I've been saying this for years. Nobody's been listening to me. I have the antidote for it, and no one's listening to me. Because it's, you see, if I'll make a very strong statement, a stronger statement than that. Who was that Hinckley fellow that tried to kill President Reagan? John Hinckley. You know why they put him in the asylum, in the same cage with him for a couple of days to put it rather mild? I'll get it out of him.
I believe that.
He was programmed to do it. And all this thing about this movie star, this is all just information he was made to say, and he still doesn't know it.
It's disinformation.
That's right. No, but it's a Manchurian candidate. You could make a Manchurian candidate. Everybody's a Manchurian candidate. My wife's a Manchurian candidate. She's got the programming of her childhood to turn me into a father. But I wasn't having any of it. But she couldn't help herself. She didn't even know she was programmed like that. Even if you confront her, you can't make her see it. She will just be as stubborn as ever if you try to point it out.
Well, the thing that I understand and realize that as long as 50 years ago, if you remember the situation comedies of the day, the Honeymooners, the Life of Riley,
yeah,
shows, the father was always the idiot and the mother was always the savior.
Well, it's still that way. The man's a buffoon, and the trouble is, it's worse than that now. It's the way I described it, and then I haven't got the time to talk about it because unless people call up and I can just give bits and pieces. See, all I can do right now is to get you to know the overall scheme of it, and get you to see how your marriage has been destroyed, the family has been destroyed, the schools are breaking down, the colleges are becoming left. They won't even allow free speech anymore, and all the right can do is say, "Well, we're a little bit concerned about this or that," but they haven't got the courage to do anything about it because they're all programmed to have no courage. We'll be right back.
There you go. So, what are we dealing with? Again, comes the question. If we are living the lives that we should be living, then we shouldn't have any anxiety or conflict. We should be at peace with ourselves and others. But to step back and take a bigger picture look at your life and then the lives of others, we have to conclude that our lives have been altered with at some level. Some people survive it well, other people not so much. I have a quote from a book written back in 1956 by Edward Hunter. He wrote a book called The Naked Communist. This is from the book Brainwashing. He says, "Brainwashing is a system of befogging the brain so a person can be seduced into acceptance of what otherwise would be abhorrent to him. He loses touch with reality. Facts and fantasies whirl around and change places. However, in order to prevent people from recognizing the inherent evils in brainwashing, the communists pretend that it is only another name for something already very familiar and of unquestioned respect, such as education or reform." See, the problem is that once somebody has their hands in your mind, you lose control over what they're putting there. But at the same time, if you take a look at, let's say, the entertainment industry, which I'm a keen observer of, you know, the movies that make the most money, the TV shows that are very successful, are the family-oriented ones that have meaning and principles in them. Recently, we saw the Bible on, I think it was the History Channel. It was really good, really good. It was the most watched cable event in history. So for those of you who are out there struggling and in pain, there's something still within you that tells you you can still live your life the way you were designed to. But first, you have to come to some kind of a, what I'll call an event horizon, a moment of change, profound change, where you cease to be in agreement with the way that you're living right now, the way that you don't want to live anymore. You stop allowing it. Just like I said, if you step into quicksand and you say, I know that I can't run and I can't fight. See, that's the whole power of being still. Be still and know. Be still. Not as easy as you might think it would be, because you have a hungry brain. The hungry brain constantly tries to absorb information, external stimulus. I mean, when you have dreams at night, don't you just replay the things that happened during the day? Pretty much. So the brain is a machine. It's a mechanism, and you just don't turn it on and off. It's always on. But the question is, who's in charge of it? And the answer is, if it's not you, then it's someone or something else. That's the answer. Now, to return to be in charge of your own mind, you have to learn to step back and become objective to the very thoughts going through your mind. It sounds like an alien concept because you're so used to thinking that you are the thinker and that the thoughts are the result of the thinker. I wish you would get a copy of the program I did last Friday night, because on the National Geographic Channel, they explained how you are primed. It's what marketers do. They predispose you to accept certain ideas and to act out certain kinds of behavior, which is basically they call them consumers. They call you a consumer. You know, before it was your social security number, I'm just a number. Now you're a consumer. And consumption, it makes the wheels of commerce go round and round. So they had to figure out, well, how do we get people to do what we want them to do without them catching on? But see, now they don't care. They'll show you exactly what they're doing. And somebody throws in a comment, well, once you understand what they're doing, then maybe you could say no. You could see this brain games up on nationalgeographic.com. It's up there. It's all there. The truth is there. It's everywhere. It's just whether or not you want to see it. And there are none so blind as those who will not see. But if you are willing to see, it's FHU.com. Go there and check out the Cure Stress device. Or call 800-855-CURE-STRESS. It's 855-CURE-STRESS, Monday through Friday, regular business hours.
Your father one time in about 1986. I'm a hemophiliac, and I was dealing with lots of bleeds at the time, lots of problems. And I listened, and I gradually grew with the meditation. And I can only say that so many times in my life I've been in pain or bleeding, and I've used the meditation to deal with this problem. And I'm still going. I'm 65. Life's still good, still fun. I just really wanted to call to say thank you. You know, it helped me make peace with the problems and just become part of it and realize it was just, just not fight it. You know?
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific Time.
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
One day I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to what the other person was saying more without being so judgmental. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. You won't be sorry. Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
When she was in jail, she started doing the meditation, and that was a game changer. She came out as a brand new person. She's given up her 24/7 prostitution, drug addiction, drug dealing, stealing, and all of that. And she has a job, and she has a relationship with the children that she left behind because of her addiction. And the power that he is able to convey through the meditation is so big and so awesome that I don't really know, don't have no name for it. You know, I mean, it's an amazing thing. And just want to say thank you for him being alive. I call him my big brother.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. You won't be sorry.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome. It is Advice Line. David Masters here. Dad's taking a night off. Here's a quote. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the galleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims, and wears their face and their garment, and he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Cicero, 42 BC, Roman statesman, orator, and author. Couldn't be said better. The traitor within. All right, let's talk to Stephen, listening in Boston. Stephen's been very patient, waiting there. Welcome, Stephen, to Advice Line. I'm David Masters.
Hi there, how are you this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to thank your father for keeping the teachings of Jesus alive.
Well, there you go. Thank you for your comment there.
I also wanted to ask, you know, when you people perform an exorcism, what happens to the energy that comes out of the body?
Well, you know, this has been the topic of a couple of Sunday conversations, which you might want to go up to the FHU website and view. In fact, what happens is that a person is simply restored to control of their mind and their body and their soul again. Now, I'll give you an example. If there are people having a conflict and the police arrive, the police has the authority to take control over the situation. Okay? So when a person is willing to be freed from whatever compulsion or anger. In other words, you got to understand, when I say people have problems or people don't have problems, that problems have people, there are accompanying spirits that come with anger, fear, and so on. And so a person who has moral authority, just like a policeman, has the ability to restore order. And so there's really nothing happens. It's just, it's like a vapor. Whatever it is that is in control of the person just vaporizes. Perhaps it goes to another, you know, place. But it stops having influence over its victim. That's the end of it. Nothing specifically, physiologically, there's no physics to it. It's completely spiritual. So it just withdraws.
I don't think you're listening to me or something. I don't think the voice is getting through. because I wanted to say, you know, during like a baptism, it goes into the water.
Well, I don't know. That's your belief. I don't know about that.
That's what it says in the Bible, and that was the baptism.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of thing that we don't do it. It's not that kind of thing that happens, you know, when my dad, I don't do them. My dad officiates over his relationships with people on that level. So you'd really be better off to have that conversation with him. I'm telling you what I know. Okay?
It's, you know, with the meditation.
Well, the meditation simply helps you to become objective so that you no longer feed yourself to whatever it is that you become a hostage to. Malachi Martin wrote a book called Hostage to the Devil, in which he described how people who are apparently possessed, there are a number of processes that a person has to go through to become genuinely possessed. I don't believe that there are that many people who are actually possessed. I believe that people simply are hostages to emotions, fear, hate, judgment. And, you know, the Catholic Church has defined the seven deadly sins, so each one of those seven deadly sins has an accompanying spirit that goes along with it. And that's why I say we don't have problems, problems have us. But as you become objective, you remove the power that you give. Evil only has the power that you give it. I would suggest for reading, you read the Maccabees from the Bible. And on that note, Stephen, thanks for the call. I'm going to have to end the show here in just a moment. If you haven't read the story of the Maccabees, definitely read that story. Because, see, it's evil only has power. We give it. Yes, there is such a thing. There's a real evil. But it's been given the prominence. It's been given the energy. And, of course, I think that what Jesus came into the world to show us is that you have the power to have victory over all forms of evil. That's what he suffered for, to show us the way. Well, that's the long and the short of it. Tonight, I'm David Masters. Go to visit FHU.com, and the Cure Stress device will begin to change the game as you realize there's nothing to do but listen and learn how to be objective.
Stress problems can be cured only by overcoming fear and anger, and never by chemistry. So if you suspect that emotions are behind all your suffering, then my Cure Stress device can really help you. Otherwise, see your doctor. Understand the sheer simplicity of emotion-based problems. You simply cannot overreact to worldly pressures and simultaneously bring forth what is right in your heart without conflict. You cannot serve two masters. This effortless discipline restores your soul to the fount of lost innocence, which, by empowering emotional regulation, reduces the clutter in your mind while advancing your critical thinking skills. With such peace of mind, your addictions just melt away. Cure Stress for Family and Professionals comes in a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet. Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. You won't be sorry. Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
He was exactly right. When it hits you and you see the truth, you know. I can't even tell you. I mean, my OCD is better. It's not solved, but it's so much better. And I went to my therapist today, and he immediately looked at me, and he said, "What happened to you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Your whole countenance is different." And I said, "Because somebody very important told me something that was very true."
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com, or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for...